It's the 17th of October 2019, and this is HBR episode 2924 entitled Hacking an Alarm Clock to Make It Quieter. It's hosted by John Culp and it's about 6 minutes long, carrying a clean flag. Summary is, I talk about installing a resistor in the speaker wire of an alarm clock so it won't be so loud. Enjoy.
This episode of HBR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hey everybody, this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana, and this will probably be a pretty quick episode today. What I wanted to talk about was a recent hack I did on a small device in my house. It is a little just alarm clock, a little digital alarm clock by Sharp. It's something I picked up at the thrift store for a couple of bucks, probably for, I don't even remember why, because I had a clock radio at the time, but somebody in the house must have needed a little alarm clock, and so I picked it up. And it does not have a radio or anything. It just does one thing. It tells the time, and then it will do an alarm also. And it's the alarm that brings me to where we are today, making an episode about this. I normally use an alarm on my phone to wake up in the morning if I need any alarm at all. I usually will wake up before the alarm goes off anyway. But, you know, I like retro things and old school stuff. And so one day this last week, I decided, you know what, I'm going to just set the alarm on this little bedside alarm clock, because I got rid of my clock radio because I didn't like it. There was something going wrong with it. Like the outside casing was getting all sticky and I didn't want to, I got rid of it. And then so now all I've got next to the bed is this little clock with no radio. But I decided one day last week to set the alarm on the clock and go old school and just have an alarm clock wake me up. Well, next morning when the alarm went off, it was so loud that I sat straight up in bed with my heart pounding, and it really scared me, and it scared my wife, and you know, this was not a good thing. And so I started thinking what I could do possibly to make it quieter. And I started Googling online about how to make the alarm clock quieter, and I came across an article or a little blog post or something that someone had written about making one of your children's toys quieter by simply inserting a resistor in one of the speaker wires. And I thought, well, that sounds easy enough. I'm going to try that with this alarm clock as well. But I didn't really know what the alarm clock had inside it, whether it had a speaker or a buzzer or what. So I opened the thing up and found that I've got some pictures that I will make a Flickr album. Right now I'm looking at them on my tablet. But inside the alarm clock, it's very small. There's a little transformer for the power to get it down to the right voltage. And then there's a small circuit board. There's a little LED readout, I guess, for the numbers. And then in the bottom of the case, there's a round thing with two wires soldered directly to it. It looks like it's a buzzer. I don't think it's an actual speaker, but I guess it could be. I can't see the underside of it. But anyway, it's the thing that makes the noise. And so it was right there, and it seemed very easy to be able to just cut one of those wires and stick a resistor in there. So I did that. And it didn't make a noticeable difference. The first resistor I used, I think, was not nearly enough resistance. And I'm very sorry that I did not record the sound of the alarm clock before and after, because that would have made a better impression as to, you know, what a difference the resistors make. But anyway, the first resistor I tried did not make a substantial difference. It not noticeable at all to me. I think I went with something like a 256 ohm or two, whatever, something in that range. And so I decided to cut the other speaker wire to put another resistor in that one rather than undoing the one I had already done, because I had already done the heat shrink on the wires and everything. So anyway, before I soldered in the other resistor, I started testing it by, I made the alarm clock go off and just left the alarm going. And then just one by one, I tried one resistor after another in increasing strength. And, you know, put the connectors, put the leads or connections together to listen to the sound. And I finally found one that sounded like it reduced the sound enough where it wouldn't scare me to death in the morning, but also it would wake me up. And it was the 12K ohms, so 12,000 ohms, 12K ohm resistor soldered into place there, made the alarm clock where it was tolerable, but also would still wake me up. So I'm pretty happy with it. The wife is still not crazy about the sound of it. I think she likes the sound of the phone going off better. But it was a pretty fun little hack. It didn't take all that long. And, you know, it's always satisfying when you can modify one of the items in your house to make it work more like you want it to. And so I would certainly encourage anybody who's got an alarm clock that's too loud that they would like to use and have some resistors lying around. I bought on Amazon a kit of resistors. I think it's got, I don't know, 1,200 different resistors in it of all levels of resistance. So, you know, anytime I need a resistor, I can just dig around in there and find one. It maybe cost $10 to get the kit of 1,200 resistors. And so it's easy enough to keep these kinds of things around if you're interested in doing these sorts of projects. Anyway, so if you're interested, take a look on my Flickr photo album and you can see the pictures of the inside of the thing and then what it looks like after it's done. Well, it's just a closed up alarm clock flashing the number 12. But that's it. That's all I got today. This is not a long episode at all. I will talk to you guys next time, okay? Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.